Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Today, I'd like to focus on the debate between whole food versus synthetic supplements. If you haven't heard of a difference between the two, don't be too hard on yourself. Most people haven't heard of it either. For those who have seen this or that claim about whole food supplements, perhaps today's talk will shed a bit of light on whether or not there's an appreciable difference. When speaking of supplements, labeling one synthetic could give the impression that it's totally divorced from nature. But that's not exactly true. Generally, the synthetic label could be better said as fractionated. Oftentimes, a so-called synthetic vitamin has something that is truly found in nature, but is packaged together in a way that is not exactly as found in nature. To illustrate, let's talk about vitamin C. According to law, any product claiming to contain vitamin C must have a demonstrable amount of ascorbic acid. This was, of course, the very substance demonstrated to cure scurvy in sailors many years ago when the discovery of vitamin C occurred. In today's market, one can readily find products that have abundant amounts of ascorbic acid, often totaling hundreds or even thousands of percentage points larger than the USDA recommended daily allowance. One must certainly know that such a percent is not as it's found in food. In nature, ascorbic acid is just one of the many functional components of whole food vitamin C. It tends to appear, naturally, with many other factors, and the ascorbic acid is something of a protective cofactor with the others. Think of it as being something like a watch casing that is matched with the rest of the gears, face, and hands of a watch. To isolate the case from the rest can be beneficial at times, but it is not the same as having the whole functioning watch. If one were to have a large number of cases without the rest of the working mechanism, it would be useless waste. That idea is true with nutrition as well. Large concentrations of fractions such as ascorbic acid are often urinated out. For other fractionated components, toxicity can result from doses greater than can be utilized by the body for good. Generally speaking, the whole functional unit as found in nature helps best to really feed the body. In other instances, when a certain desired effect of a larger amount of ascorbic acid can be beneficial, a synthetic supplement can be handy. An oft-repeated chiropractic adage is, "The power that made the body heals the body." Though the statement alludes to the nervous system, I think it's a wise statement that applies more broadly. We tend to run better when using nutrition as found in nature that is minimally processed. That's what we were designed to run on. When we lack something, based on diet or other factors, then supplementation can be handy.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.